Hi, welcome to Listen to My Soul, where I'm basically going to give you a window into my soul. My name is Tommy, I'm from Texas, I'm black, and I am of the queer genre, whatever you want to fucking call it. I'm not into labels, but it seems like everybody wants to label themselves these days. Anyways, to give you more about me, I've lived a lot of places in Texas, everywhere from the Golden Triangle, which is down south near Houston, about an hour outside of Houston, actually. It consists of Port Arthur, Orange, and Beaumont, and I've lived in the northern areas. Before I left Texas, I lived in Midlothian, which is an hour outside of Dallas. So I kind of know what it's like to live there being black and gay, or I did. I don't know, it's changed a lot. When I was 19, I moved to Virginia. I actually got stationed in Virginia because I was in the Navy, where I served 5 years. I was a hospital corpsman and I specialized in opticianry. And that was a lot of fun. I mean, it was close. I was in the, I guess they call it the DMV, because it's so close. It's like literally like I think it was 2 hours from where I was stationed. But that was cool coming from Texas, because they had more it was more black gay people that were like out, so it was nice to really, you know, be around that while I was coming into myself. After I got out, I moved to Washington, which is where I am now, which was in April of 2017, and I live in Renton now. Originally, I moved to Seattle, and I realized real quick that that was not the place for me, because it's definitely not advertised the way that they... I said that fucked up. It's not the way they make it seem. It's advertised to be super inclusive and you got all this diversity, but really there's only a whole bunch of white people, no offense, but the reality is the truth. I mean, they have a pretty, I guess you would say, I don't know, I wouldn't say that there's a big Asian population. I mean, there's a bigger Asian population, but it's not, you know, everywhere you go, you're a minority. You know, the definition of a minority is that, you know, you're smaller than the majority. So it's definitely not the way they make it seem. But you know, even with that, there's still some good in it. You know, the people out here that are minorities, they always make it, you know, way better, anything that they do and wherever they're at. So that's cool. I'm a student. I'm continuing my prerequisites in Seattle for nursing, and yeah, I'm just here, and I figured, you know, this is a great time to, you know, because I'm a deep conversation type person, and a lot of times I have conversations with people and I'm like, man, people would probably want to fucking talk about this. I'm not really into small talk, so it's cool to like listen to people talk about real shit versus like some small shit like what Beyonce's doing. So that's what I plan on doing, and it's definitely gonna be about where I'm from or my backgrounds, the things I can relate to or I can speak on based off of my experience. So hopefully the people interested in with me, who fuck with me, will stay tuned. And if you don't, I understand, I'm not for everybody. So the first thing I would like to talk about is, so back to the whole Seattle thing not being as inclusive and diverse as they advertise it to be. If you are thinking about moving here on the basis of that, do not move here, because it's not that. It's, if you're a gay person, I can only speak from a black gay perspective. Don't think that you're about to have an experience of inclusivity. Or, you know, you like going out to the clubs and making friends. Most people here that are Caucasian, which is the majority, don't fuck with you, which they don't fuck with you in a lot of places. But this is my first time being on the West Coast since I was like really, really young. But yeah, it's crazy how like people try to make it seem like something that it's not. But I guess there's reasons for that. They want your money. So I learned that really quick, and I've never been the type of person who like is trying to be on some type of app. No offense to anybody who does, but I'm not the type of person who's trying to be on an app trying to fuck with somebody. But like seeing it in real life, and some of these people who have never been other places, which is a lot of the people here, the minorities, they have like so much fucking self-hate because, you know, they are looking for that white validation, and they're not getting it. And I don't know why you would look for validation in anybody, but a lot of times when you're gay and black or whatever minority you are, and growing up, the only way you see what it means to come into yourself or into your sexuality is I guess, you know, that you see white gay people on the media everywhere. You don't really see black people, or, you know, sometimes you might see one or here or there, but we're usually put into a category. So this is something I probably will talk about more and more, and with different people, and really dissect, you know, the levels to this, because a lot of times we're shunned on moments where we're trying to express the things we go through, because the majority feels as though we shouldn't be speaking about it for whatever reason, or probably because it makes them uncomfortable. But you know, not here. I'm gonna use my rights to free speech. I'm pretty sure that hasn't been taken away from us yet. So I'm gonna have conversations, and in school, I meet a lot of people who are professionals, so they probably could speak about things on the professional sense. But it won't only be about that. I'm also gonna talk about what it means as a black gay man coming from a southern background, you know, and from a religious background. So, you know, what are the issues that we face, and the things that people like to, you know, not talk about. And, you know, sometimes they are talked about, but it's kind of like suppressed, you know, not everything how you really feel, because you don't want to offend somebody, which is bullshit. You know, if you're going through something, then you should be able to tell and say how you feel and what you're going through, you know. So I like to just have deep conversation. I'm open to questions. I know it's gonna be a while until I start getting a lot because I'm new, but I think I bring like something different, and I'm not trying to, you know, keep my mouth quiet about nothing. So yeah, stay tuned if you're interested in me, and if you fuck with me. If you don't, you don't. I understand, that's cool. I'm not for everybody. And yeah, I love y'all, and thank y'all for listening to my fucking podcast. I'm just kidding. All right, bye-bye.